Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap for Monday, the 24th of November, 2025. Let's kickstart with some news from the insurance sector. Notably, Club Marine, Australia's top recreational boat insurer, achieved remarkable recognition this year for its exceptional service. Lovely to see, they were decorated with the prestigious 2025 Product Review Award for Insurance. This reflects their dedication in ensuring customer satisfaction. Having received an outstanding average rating of 4.4 out of 5 stars, with an impressive 87% of reviews positive over the past year, clearly it wasn't a close race. Plus, as we see more jet skis and other marine leisure purchases, this accolade speaks volumes about Club Marine's reliability in this booming sector that reached a whopping $229 billion back in 2023. Continuing in the marine sector, global insurer Markel Insurance made headlines with news of their expansion into the Australian marine market. Now that's a move to watch. Appointing Tim Wills as the head of marine for Australia, Markel is set to increase local competition, especially in the marine leisure insurance business. With Wills bringing a wealth of experience from his tenure at Tokyo Marine Kiln, customers can anticipate more comprehensive and tailored insurance solutions responding to their unique needs. Moving on to the pivotal role small and medium enterprises, or SMEs, play in Australia's economy. Despite representing just 6% of businesses, SMEs significantly contribute to 26% of our country's GDP. That said, they face a considerable $38 billion equity funding gap. This was highlighted in the Australian Business Growth Fund's recently published report, Powering the Growth Economy. Interestingly, while a good 35% of these SMEs have applied for equity funding recently, over half were unable to secure it. The report calls for advocacy, urging SMEs to explore diverse funding sources and favorable policies to enhance access to equity, in turn catalyzing a sunny outlook for sectors like manufacturing and renewables. In another beat concerning small businesses, there's been a surprising upsurge in small business restructurings, or SBRs, as announced by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. They saw appointments soar almost 20 times from July 2022 to December 2024, which amounts to a total of 3,388 instances. Here comes the silver lining of these appointments. Over $101 million has already gone to unsecured creditors, and this is an indication of the rising awareness about restructuring benefits among SME owners. Struggling businesses are encouraged to embrace these restructuring avenues and seek professional expertise to navigate rough financial waters. That's all the finance news for this week. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, signing off. For those wanting more financial advice and news, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay financially savvy, Australia.